We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, it's football, it's finance, and it's done so in an exciting way. We always love to talk to Pete Najarian, market analyst, and now new co-host of The Huddle on Sunday mornings with my last guest, Mike Mack. So far, Pete, how's that show been going? You and Mike come to blows yet?
Well, we're getting really close. I mean, you know, Mike's a difficult guy to deal with.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
You know, tension, Pete. Tension builds, you know, people want to tune in to get a little tension.
Oh, sure. Well, I've listened to you and Chad, and I know once in a while I hear you guys go after it. So, you know, it happens. But it's like any relationship. No, it's been great. I'll tell you what, Mike and I have really had a lot of fun. We've had some great guests already, and I know we'll have even more going into the future. So, It's just fun every single Sunday, I'll tell you. And we get to cover so many different areas. We do a little bit of finance, but we talk about the Gophers, we talk about the Vikings. You know, we've actually had some of the different folks that are parts of or owners of some of the other sports teams locally as well. So it's fun every single Sunday. It really is.
Let me just, before we get to the job numbers, on that note, because I ended it with Maxie talking about just the ineptitude, the consistent ineptitude of the Detroit Lions, that it's almost hard to be that bad for that long. Now, you played for the Buccaneers back in the day, right? I mean, the Buccaneers were, but they turned it around. Buccaneers went on to win some Super Bowls. Isn't it head-scratching to you that a team like, you know, Detroit is that bad that long?
It is surprising, but you know it's something like what we see sometimes I think in the Big Ten, where we look at programs that do work and they work because there's a little bit of consistency there. And I think at the NFL level, the problem is they only give you a very, very short time frame to show that you're the coach that's going to be able to turn this whole thing around. And
yep.
I'll tell you, they've had so many coaches, and look around the Big Ten, all the coaching changes every 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
It's amazing. Meanwhile, you look at Iowa, they've had 3 coaches over the last maybe 50 or 60 years.
Incredible.
So it gives you a little bit of a different perspective. Wisconsin's sort of the same thing. So it is interesting, though, Adam. And I'll tell you what, I actually am impressed with what Detroit is doing, except for the wins, obviously, which they have none. But they've been like the Vikings were earlier in the season, where they're in every single game. And so they are just a play or two away from being a team that actually is very competitive in my mind. As a matter of fact, they've given some of the biggest and best teams in the NFL some really, really good games, Baltimore and others. And so I don't view them as negatively probably as what their record looks like right now.
On to the jobs report today. We had more than 1 million jobs added last month, and in November, less than 250,000. What happened there, Pete?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think sometimes we pull things forward, and when we do that, we're going to show up at some point in time where things don't look quite as good. I think things are still very good, Adam. I think people are coming back. They're joining the workforce. Unemployment levels are still, you know, we look at those at 4.2%. That's getting to be a much more tolerable level. Obviously, we'd love to see it at zero, but we're getting down there, and from where we were to where we are now, whether it's the jobs and all the rest of it, we have moved obviously in the right directions, but there are so many different catalysts out there that can move the markets each and every day and have a huge impact on how we think about things, and whether that's inflation or whatever the catalyst is of the day. It could be the Fed. It could be almost anything. It keeps the markets on their toes, and there's no doubt about it. We've had some unbelievable moves this week, Adam, where two days ago we had a 1,000-point move during the day just in the Dow. We were over 35,000. We finished at 34,000. It just gives you a little bit of an idea of we are not in a comfortable spot right now with the market, and people are very quick to either snap and buy or even quicker to snap and sell, and that's what we're seeing a lot of late.
The Omicron or Omicron variant, yeah. The jitters that sent to Wall Street, are those still being felt?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting because when we first heard about that, Adam, and it was the Los Angeles case that really first popped up, the markets absolutely sold off. They got crushed. You know, it was a really, really tough day in the market. You come back the next day and suddenly things are going up to the upside, and we all of a sudden get the news of a Minnesotan actually bringing that to the state. And people have followed it very closely, and it turns out that with the vaccine, all the different things that go into that, it turned out to be a much easier, you know, progress through this whole thing. It wasn't as severe, and it gave people a little bit of hope. Now, I think the only problem with that is let's not go off of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cases. I think we've got to get some real numbers to see whether or not this particular variant is going to be anything, you know, close to what we've seen in the past.
Enjoy our conversations, Pete. We'll be listening Sunday morning at 10. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, man. Take care, Adam. Say hi to Chad for me.
You too. Have a great weekend. Pete Najarian, co-host of The Huddle with Mike Max, and, of course, market analyst on CNBC. We love to talk to him. 8:57 now, WCCO. Corey Heppel coming up next, but not before traffic, weather, CBS, and Steve on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.